Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate.
Well, so the essence of my praise is centered.
set on your grace. I doom, what doom? I've been through a lot, but grace sustained me. My test is now a testimony. So the essence of my praise is set on your grace. I doom, what doom? It was you, my lawyer in that courtroom. It was you, my soldier on that battlefield. So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. I doom, what doom?
yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never go, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, da, da. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you thought you always finished, Lord, I'm here to testify, you're too faithful to fail.
depends on you. Oh God, my life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
You are Zamanata Hashadabaradia. Take up rescue with the Lord all through the night. And he said, God was here, but he did not know. This is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me. Rano Shalamarade Kabalanianza. Oh, yeah. When I met you in the darkest of night, you came as a passing one bright light, awakening me from deep sleep. I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were. Just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder all very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fire blessed me all around. Then you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
you take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt, you take away the shame, you take away the pain. Oh. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamara, edabo shana mara. Yeah. You show me love, you show me peace, you gave me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come. Seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say I never on a change I'll be honest? Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my head. I am your daughter. I came boldly. I came boldly to obtain mercy. Yeah. I open up my heart to receive from you. Yeah. Oh.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day it's a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus just to be alive, to say thank you for another day. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, Almighty God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. You are awesome, Almighty God. You are worthy to be praised, to be glorified and honored. Every day, oh God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Praising you and thanking you for unlimited blessed day, today and tomorrow. And most importantly, praising you for giving us another chance, salvation, oh God. Thank you. If it had not been you, Lord, where would we be, Jesus? So we say thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take preeminence of this service in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Move over our lives. Move over our children and grandchildren lives. Move over every single area of our lives and let your holy light shine in the name of Jesus. We bow down to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And, Lord, we cry out to you this morning for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of all our sins, O God. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. O God, in the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak, O God, our homes, wherever we are, our environment, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Our children, our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses, in the blood of Jesus. O God, everything in our homes, in the blood of Jesus. We use the blood of Jesus, mark the doorposts, the windows of our hearts, the doorposts and windows of our homes. In the name of Jesus, we cover our children's dwelling places with the blood of Jesus, their jobs, with the blood of Jesus, their transportation, with the blood. We cover each and every one of us this morning with the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put the armor on our children and our grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus, on our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews, on each and every one that's here this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around our spouses, our children, grandchildren, O God, those that are reconnected to, those that are here this morning, and the glory within us, O God. Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us. Send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let your perfect will be done. We pray for fresh oil and fresh anointing this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, refresh our spirit, refresh our soul, refresh our mind. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are God, and there is nothing too hard for you to do, Almighty God. Lord, make the crooked places straight. Make a way where there seems to be no way, O God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we surrender completely and total to you. We ask you, Lord Jesus, charge and take preeminence, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. We bless you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, those that are here and those that will listen to us at another time. We thank you, Lord, for this new season that we have entered into, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We pray, Lord, that you will open our ears to hear what thus says the Lord. Not only open our ears, O God, that you will give us understanding of what you are speaking to us this morning. Make it plain and simple, O God, that each and every one of us will receive what Buff says, the Lord, and be blessed and inspired and motivated and encouraged in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that all your promises are yes and amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every plan of the enemy against our lives, our destiny, against this service, against the prayer line, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every plan, seen and unseen, known and unknown plans of the enemy against this service, against this ministry, against our lives and destiny. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I told yesterday, I was telling you that this is the month of, I declare it into the heavens, into the earth, in the name of Jesus, came by the word of Almighty God. So those that are here and those that will listen at another time and those that are part of this ministry, this is the month of April, is the month of restoration. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I took you to the book of Joel chapter 2 yesterday. And if you have your Bibles, please turn to Joel chapter 2 in the name of Jesus. There will be sometimes it will be interactive. Amen. So please bring your Bibles when you come, because maybe there will be a time I will ask you to do something. So because I want everybody to be active in this, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Joel chapter 2. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to start reading from, I will go to the first scripture that we started from, then I will just go to verse 18 and go down. Then will the Lord, in fact, I don't know, let me just read it and I will stop somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, let's do this. When you read the whole chapter of Joel chapter 2, so you can receive what thus says the Lord. I will just start from 25. And I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. Then have wondrously, that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring his word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Almighty God, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And then yesterday I took you to Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken, I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search me with all your heart." I want you to look at just verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." So I spoke to you about God's thoughts towards us, good and not evil, the thoughts of peace, and to bring us to His expected, and so that we can fulfill His plans and purpose for our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. And so sometimes people are going through changes and we like to put everything on God. He did it, and maybe He did it because of A, B, and C. Sometimes these things happen to us because of our rebelliousness, disobedience. Sometimes these things, some negative things have happened to us because God wants to take us through the fire to bring us back refined. And there's some things that are happening because some of these things come through generational curses and stuff. We thank God for Jesus, who paid the price on the cross. So there's different reasons. But in the end, Romans 8:28 comes out, because all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And because you love the Lord, you're called according to His purpose. All things, regardless of your trials, regardless of the tribulation, regardless, all things will work together for good. Why will they work together for good? Because the Lord plans those thoughts towards you are good and not evil, to bring you to His expected. And He will not just let you stay on this here and not finish your purpose and destiny unless you don't want to do it. Most of the time, we come to the right of receiving something and we quit because the enemy makes us weary and tired, and then we give up when we're just on the threshold of receiving all the promises and blessings that God has promised us. When you're close to receiving, the enemy comes in and begins to throw stones at you, and you want to give up and you want to quit. But I'm saying to you, don't give up. Don't give up on God. When you see this battle is coming, it's so fierce. It's the enemy fighting so that you cannot reach your divine purpose and destiny. And when He fight you enough, fight us enough, then we give up. But don't give up. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I want you to know that God is a dependable God. He's a faithful God. He's a trustworthy God. There's no need to be afraid when He's right there with you. Hallelujah. So He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never let you fall. But I mean, fall flat on your face. No, 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 no. God is there with you. Even as you begin to stoop, He will pick you up because He's God. Hallelujah. So when we look at this, Jeremiah, how does the restoration, a lot of times we talk about restoration, and we say restoration, which I'm speaking about right now, and every one of us, we begin to clap and dance and enjoy, oh, God says He's going to restore me, and we begin to clap and dance, and we're so excited because it's a good word to restore the years, the kingdom words, to restore your time, to restore everything you've lost. It's a very good word, and so we get excited, my sisters and brothers. I don't know about you, but we all get excited, and we begin to rejoice, oh, God's going to restore. He's going to restore this. He's going to restore that. Hallelujah. And we get excited. But when we talk about restoration, the restoration is a process. Hallelujah. Restoration is a process. That's what I tell you. Do not get weary. Do not think. Do not be discouraged. Because restoration comes through a process. And so maybe even to the prophet or the prophetess or someone may have spoken over your life and said, oh, everything's going to be restored, and then you don't see the manifestation right away. And then sometimes you get angry and say, this prophet is a false prophet because I don't see the manifestation. Now, when it's something, let me give you an example. If a wall is broken down, let's say a regular wall is broken down to pieces, okay? This wall needs to be restored. Can you build on the broken pieces of the wall? You have to do it from scratch. You have to start it all over. The foundation is there, but then you have to do it, and it takes time for that wall to be built. A new block. Everything needs to be done, and then you put it on the on where you're building the wall, and then you start adding on until this wall has become a fence. It's not an overnight thing. You look at the book of Nehemiah. When you read it, they went through different situations just to bring restoration. hallelujah, to the temple. So when you hear about restoration, for me, I get excited because I know it's a process and all you need to do is ask God for his grace. Hallelujah. Restoration is a process. Hallelujah. If I'm asking the Lord to restore me to where I've grown bigger in size, I've gained weight, which is true. Lord, restore me back to my regular size. What was it at that time? Size 12, size 14. Do you think it takes a lot of discipline to do that? It's a process. You will not just simply get up the next day and I'm going down to wearing size 12 and 13 or 14 and 16. No, it's not going to happen like that. Of course, there's miracles in meetings. And right in those meetings, people, the weight loss come out. Believe me or not, I've seen it. There are meetings that he does those miracles, and the people come in, and when God come in and with the power and anointing, and when you look, somebody got a fire code for this person. I've seen it. He does it. He can do it. But we're talking about not supernaturally right now. We're talking about naturally you will go through the process. Your body fights you because your body is so used to eating out of sweets. Your body used to eating this and that, and now you're restricting your body. And so your body finds out, oh, she's not eating. Apostle Margaret is eating. The body is the brains are smart. I mean, gosh, God really made us fearful and wonderful. So you know what happens? That diet, the things start changing because the brain has caught up. The brain begins to store. I mean, the brain tells the body to begin to store things up. And that means when the body starts storing, it starts slowing down your metabolism and everything. And so that's why when people go on these weight loss stuff, the first few days you will lose a lot. Then after a time, your metabolism slows down because the brain says, oh, I see what she wants to do, and I'm not going to let her do it. The flesh is fighting. So what I'm saying to you, so it's a process. It's a process. I have the exercise. I've decided to go walk around 3-4 times. I've come back home. My bones are aching and hurting. It's a process. I go on. It's not easy. Everything. So if he's going to restore the body that I asked him to restore to me, I must be ready to go through the process. I must be ready to turn down streets. I must be ready to follow the doctor's instructions. I must be ready to exercise. So you see the fruits of the Holy Spirit. What fruit is being developed in self-control? I must be ready. So what I'm saying to you, it will not happen overnight. Unless you're in one of these meetings and God will do it. But ordinarily, it will not happen overnight. Everything takes a process. Even birthing a baby, the baby stays in your womb for 9 months and goes through the process before it becomes a full baby, an embryo, a fetus, and then before it becomes a baby. There's a process. Look at the Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, it takes time from Genesis 1 to Genesis 7. It took time for the world to be created. The problem with us, we do not like processes. None of us like it. But when we want to come to that desired goal and purpose that God has for our lives, we got to be ready to go through the process. And how you go through the process is asking God for the grace. Lord, give me the grace to go through what I'm going through right now. You need his grace. Hallelujah. And so you don't go attempt to do these things on your own because you will feel you need God's grace and the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you. And before you know it, you see the results. So it comes from a process. So when you read Joel chapter 2, There's a lot of problems things going on there. Darkness. These people are going because what? Let's read it. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Look, it's the body of Christ. When you see Zion, you're not even looking at the world. And this is what God is saying. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there have not been ever like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape. Nothing shall escape. So listen to this. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses and as horsemen, so they shall run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pain. Shall be in much pain. All faces shall gather blackness. This is God's judgment. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his own ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. When they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the horses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. In judgment, they shall run to and fro. Okay, the earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Who can, when the day of the Lord was just, who can abide it? Therefore also saith the Lord, listen to this. Turn ye even unto me with all your heart. The Lord is speaking. If you don't want this, these things to come to you, turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting and weeping and with mourning, and rent your heart and not your garments. Turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast, let the bridegroom come forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen shall rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is the God? Then you see that God said, then will the Lord be jealous for his land? He said, I will answer. Then you see, the Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you corn. I will send you wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied with all. I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. This is when God begins to speak. When he releases judgment and speaking to Joel, let the people rend their hearts, not their garments, and people begin to fast and pray. Then the Lord said that God is going to come now and release these blessings. And then restoration comes. So restoration comes, and the Lord released, I will restore to you the years. Because what has happened, you've lost a lot. You went through a whole lot. We went through, the land went through a whole lot. And now, Lord said, if you repent and come to me, I'll change it around, and I'll bless you. What am I saying to you? There's a process. is a process. And these things do not happen. Everything happens for a reason. God just didn't release these things on his people. He had warned them over and over what not to do. And because they were hard-headed and didn't listen to what about it, didn't. And so God's judgment was about to come on them. Many times we are hard-headed. God tell us this, we want to argue. If we can just listen to what he has to say and do what he says to do, we will see a lot of blessings. Hallelujah. And don't try to be logical about things. No, no, no. God is supernatural. He comes any way he wants to come. But he wants you, but he said restoration. What are you going to do? The first thing, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. You pray to God and ask God for mercy and to forgive you because you know you want to be a part of what God is about to do. Hallelujah. So you ask God for mercy and let it come from your heart and not your garments. And when you ask God for mercy and you repent, then the process begins and he will bring you to that his expected end. Restoration takes a process. I will restore to you. It just don't happen like that. Hallelujah. So get ready to receive from the Lord, but be ready that some of those fruits in your life, hallelujah, those fruits that is in your life, the fruits, get ready for blossoming, get ready for the processing, everything. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It will take a lot of self-discipline. It takes a lot of effort. But you have to lean on God and trust in him. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you. We thank you for this thing, for this month of April. Lord, restoration, we pray that we will go through an understanding and let it be plain and simple for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you to do, O God. And so, Lord, we honestly depend on you, O God. Let your perfect will be done. Perfect all that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus, give us grace to go through the restoration. And, Lord, there are some of us that just need miracles right away, O God. And so, Father God, let those of us who need these miracles, O God, Father God, let it surely come to pass in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, give us testimonies, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, help us in our walk with you. We bless you and we thank you, O God. Father God, we bless your name. Father God, this morning I pray for my grandson Christian celebrating his birthday today. Lord, I ask you to bless him in a special way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that he grow in wisdom and stature and knowledge, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and separate him from ungodly friendship and relationships in the name of Jesus. Bless everything that he does, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be a wall of protection around him in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Christian, O God. Thank you. Let him continuously be a blessing to his mother, Crystal, O God. We bless you. We thank you, O God, and blessing to every one of us, respectful, O God, in the name of Jesus, and be an example to his two brothers. Father, we thank you and we bless you for children and grandchildren, O God. We thank you, O God, for Samuel, who got married over the weekend. We thank you for the marriage. We thank you for the great things that you have planned and you will do in their marriage and in their lives, because may they continue to let Jesus be the center of their marriage in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless each and every one of us here this morning. You know what each person stands in need of, O God. Hear our prayer and let our cry come unto thee, to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, continue to lead us and guide us and protect us. We surrender to you. We surrender this day to you, O God, in the name of Jesus, and we cancel every plan of the enemy against our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus and superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From darkness, thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This week, our fasting going on another level. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So this week we're going to do a 3 days fast instead of a 4, because this is the week, the Passion Week. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So instead of just Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll add Thursday. So God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Stay under the shadow of the Almighty God. God bless you. We love you.